This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Hey, After Buzzers, we are finally at the How to Get Away with Murder finale. We have Crawford on the floor, maybe a heart attack, maybe poisoned. Lots of other drama happening right now. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Excuse my horrible intro, you know, just some shocked from the episode.
We missed you.
I miss y'all for real, though. Also, we gotta talk about the other episodes, too. Thank y'all so much for joining us. We are sad and excited that it's the finale, I guess.
Excited.
I'm emotional.
I forget that it's the finale.
I know, it just goes by so fast.
Yeah, it kind of also felt like a mid-season type thing.
Yeah. It did.
True, true.
That's a good point. Before we get started, y'all can find us all at AfterBuzz TV. We have the live chat open, so let us know what you thought of the episode. You can find me everywhere at April Wissenhant. I got my girl Elena here right here.
Hey guys, Elena here.
Elena here right here is literally what
Elena
I just
here,
said.
Elena here,
I'm sorry,
right
my
here.
Brain is
just
literally like
know.
Fried. We have Jamie Gray.
Hi.
And of course CJ Walker.
What's up guys, I'm back.
Y'all, we're so happy to all be reunited. Tell me what you thought about that crazy episode because I literally still have chicken skin from watching that.
Chicken skin? What?
Chill bumps. Chicken skin.
I got
chill
it.
You know when you say with chill bumps, it's like chicken skin.
It.
Okay,
it's
thank you.
Know, South Virginia. South.
Alabama.
Georgia.
Yeah, I'm
all
from
right.
South.
All anyway, right. What did y'all
well,
think?
So my thoughts, I don't know. I don't think it was like that intense for a finale. I don't think it was like that. It didn't give me a lot of like, what? I just didn't get it.
It didn't give me the oohs, ahs, but it definitely had me, I was in. When I tell you I was in, I literally was walking around How to Get Away with Murder land. I could not focus on anything else. Jamie and CJ walked up to me at different times. All CJ did was tap me and I screamed.
She was shook. Like, she was shook.
Jamie walked in to say hi. She was so sweet too. And I was like, stop talking. I was so into this episode because it didn't give us the usual drama that it gives us for a finale.
Yeah.
But it was enough to bring us in because this whole murder mystery of who's really behind Nate Sr.'s death, I feel, came out tonight. And that's what we kind of been waiting for.
Yeah. You know, I will label this as a good finale. Could it have been better? You know, I don't even know just because I'm still literally trying to catch my breath. But yeah, I thought it was a lot of different innuendos and endings, you know, to each little thing, like with Tegan and Crawford and Laurel and where are they? It's just so many things. So I will say that it was a good finale. It has me excited. And at least now that we know that there will be officially like a next season, there's got to be. You can't leave us on that cliffhanger. But I'm still trying to catch my breath, so we'll get into all
of that.
Seems
like everyone loved it except
you, CJ. Yeah. Listen, you just got back, okay? Hold on.
In chat, HFG says there will definitely be a sixth season, normal, confirmed on Twitter. So if Jamie you can news and gossip that would be
wonderful. But also we kind of had that rumor when we knew that Gabriel's character
got picked up
for another season, and we were like, okay, so is there going to be another season? My thing is, overall thought of the show, mm-hmm. is why y'all do this to us? Because I don't have time. Yeah, because I don't have time to be watching a show and be real into it and my heart beating all fast, and then this is it.
Yeah,
like there is no next Thursday. You think I have time for that?
No,
I don't have time for that.
Months until the next season, you know what I mean?
Do you know how much is going to change in my life? Like, I'm going to forget this moment right here. I'm going to forget how I feel.
We always remember it.
Okay,
we say that
right.
Every season, and then we're like, oh, here we are again.
I just don't have time. I need next Thursday, I need them to, where the hell is Laura?
Thank you.
You know?
At the same time, I don't care.
Be sure to stay tuned throughout the whole episode. We have lots of good news and gossip for y'all. Amazing predictions as well. Well, I don't know if I'll say amazing, but interesting
prediction.
As well as Keating's best. Let us know who y'all's Keating best was, as well as we will, of course. I want to start off at the beginning of the episode. Typically, we go kind of by like character categories, but I want to go more chronologically tonight because the episode is like here, 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 here.
Yeah.
we start off with, it's Annalise, Nate, Laurel, Frank, they're talking. And essentially, what I gather from this conversation is that they are all thinking the same thing that we are. Why the F is Laurel's brother randomly here?
I was like, what are
where
we
did
thinking?
He come from?
Yeah,
like, literally, they... I literally wrote, everyone thinks it's super random that Laurel's brother approached Nate Sr. Like, I know we knew Laurel had a brother, but to me, that's... I think that's my only issue.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
With the episode, or I guess technically with last episode as well, because I'm like, it's just a little random. I understand why they did it, because you want to open up more stuff for the next season. Mm-hmm. But I agree with them. It's kind of random. And I'm happy that Annalise, in that moment, literally kind of blamed Laurel for everything. She's like, oh, this is gosh. Your family. So Sam's dead. Wes is dead. All these people are dead because of you or because of your family.
She was fed up.
Yeah.
Annalise had enough at the beginning of this episode, and honestly, I wasn't mad at it, but it made me very nervous about what was going to come. Like, this episode could have went completely different just because of how she opened the scene. You know what I mean?
You know, okay, you know what? First of all, just with seeing Xavier, his fine ass, okay?
Right,
I'm sorry,
right,
I had to put it out there.
We have a new show crush.
Gabriel, I have new thoughts on him too, so we'll get to that. But as far as what you were saying, April, I'm thinking that Xavier maybe went to go see Nate Sr. because, think about it, he was working with the governor that we found out.
Right.
So maybe he's trying to get his dad out of prison. I don't know.
No.
I don't, and maybe he's like pulling all this. I don't know, but it's just a theory, so I'm just going to put it out there.
Yeah.
But also with Laurel and Annalise, I thought Annalise was a little harsh. Now, granted, Laurel is Keating's worst this entire season. I already claimed it.
I was going to say, you hate Laurel.
I it's a little
harsh.
Well,
she also hates Michaela.
I don't hate Michaela.
She hates Michaela. She loves
Michaela. I like Michaela.
She hates Laurel.
She likes Michaela. She just hates on her sometimes.
I thought for sure that you would have been, because I was talking about the people in the chat. I said people in the chat and Jamie for sure is going to love this episode because it was basically Laurel's worst.
For it, but I was like, who? And she was like, I didn't even want you as an intern. I just had you because you because Frank wanted you in here, and I was because you were his, what did she call her? She said you were Frank's. I wonder if I wrote it down.
He said because he was thinking with his penis.
Yeah, I think she sounds like a bad word.
And I was like, who? I felt that. And I know you guys did too. But anyway, Laurel's still Keaton's worst, okay?
I don't feel bad.
I'm glad she's kind of gone. I don't care where she is. Where in the world is Laurel? I don't care.
The savagery has already
started.
Hopefully
Christopher is okay.
Yeah.
You want all the smoke today.
Yep.
Wow.
Leave a comment.
Going into like why he would do what he did.
Xavier.
We don't still exactly know why he did what he did. I mean, we know that he was... Okay. So let's just, like, put a little bubble around this and then go into the details. So we know that he's working, obviously, with Governor Burkhead. We don't necessarily know why. We can speculate maybe because of his dad, maybe because of getting Annalise back, maybe because he's a good, you know, she was also working with Antares, whatever. We know that Laurel's mom may be potentially dead, but... More on that later. Same. More on that later because I have my own theories about that. And we know that essentially Xavier ordered the hit on Nate Sr. So Crawford is innocent, by the way,
yes.
Which is a big point to me.
So is Miller.
Yes, of course, so is Miller. Crawford to me was a big one because I was, you know, watching two episodes ago, I was like, oh my God. Of course he did it. And then I'm like, well, no way, he's innocent.
I never thought that he was guilty.
I didn't either. But then I was like, oh, maybe.
Jamie and whoever was in the chat, because I still, from last week's episode, I was in the chat room, I was in the comments saying, no, I think Emmett might be innocent. And someone was like, no, but he did this and X, Y, and Z. And I was like, oh, you might have a point. So you know what? we're not friends. Whoever you were that tried to convince me that he was guilty, because I really felt bad for him, especially after arguing with Annalise. Yeah. I really felt that he was passionate. He was trying to prove his point. And I guess they did that on purpose because now he's gone. So I feel like we were a little abusive to him.
We were abused to him all season, and even though it's I kind of liked him, I honestly the whole time, whenever they approached him, I was like, this is the most idiotic thing, or whenever the governor approached Annalise about, oh, this is Crawford's phone records, whatever. But I do, well, not low-key, I high-key feel bad for
I feel
what
bad
happened to
now.
Him.
I admit it. You know that thing, I can admit when I'm wrong, although granted, if he were to come, well, no, because do we know that he's dead? Is he dead or not?
He's dying.
We don't know.
He's dying.
He could have just passed out.
Do we think that he was, and I don't know if we're getting into it yet, but do we think that he was poisoned or that he had a heart attack?
I'm going to go full on poison.
Poison.
Or panic attack.
Yeah.
Poison right here.
I'm thinking all of the above.
What?
So the details, leading up to it are why I think he's poisoned. Okay. So the episode also semi starts off with him getting, well, not arrested, but the FBI is officially at C&G. Investigating Crawford because the governor and Annalise met at the church, and she's like, sorry, had to do what I had to do. I sent the records to the FBI, even though Annalise is approaching her about the phone records being fake, which we now know that they are. Which I thought on the governor's part, at first I was like, well, that's idiotic. And then I was like, I mean, if you're desperate and have to do whatever you have to do, then maybe it's a good idea, because it's not like phone records are easy to fake.
Well, the episode did exactly what it needed to do, because in the beginning, I had a thought that maybe the governor is innocent, that maybe she is trying to clear her name and she knows that they're trying to pin it on her and she wanted to be out of it. It wasn't until the governor got on the phone with Xavier that I was like, oh, hell no, you tried to play me? Like, you tried to play me.
But, like, isn't she kind of, okay, she's the ringleader, let's say, but technically she's innocent. Like, I almost feel like the people below her, like the people that, like, I feel like Nate Sr. to her, I feel like it was like a take it or leave
innocent?
It. Not innocent, but I mean,
but like innocent?
I think that quote unquote innocent. I think that because I feel like the actual stuff that happened, I don't know that it was necessarily like doctored completely by her. I almost think that it was like Xavier's idea. Like, okay, we'll do this to do this.
No, she clearly from that scene is pulling the strings, because after Annalise gave it to him, the first person he called was her, like his boss. Like, you know what I mean? Like, now I need to go confide in the person who's running the operation so that she can tell me what to do.
Right.
And let me just say that when Laurel and Annalise popped up on him, at wherever he was at, he thought it was just his sister, and she was like, are you happy to see me too? I was like, yes. And then when they went upstairs and she laid it to him, like, she was saying all kind of booze. I was like, okay.
Wait, who? Annalise?
Annalise, when she was like,
Annalise
when she was fussing at you.
That was funny.
She literally, she called him a pathetic ASF. I don't curse, guys.
You lost this round, boo.
Yeah, she was like, you lost this round, boo. And then she called him pathetic. Like, she was going in. I was here for it.
She had a shot.
But when
I was here for it.
When she said that, when she was like going on him, all I could think was, oh, you're going into him right now, but like,
I thought he was gonna kill her.
When he started taking off his jacket, I was like, oh, God.
I was like, you might wanna bring it down. Because I thought that he was going to have some kind of hitman to set, like, I just knew it was going to be coming.
Yeah.
So why do we think, ultimately, that Xavier is involved? To me, that's, like, the grand question.
Oh,
I mean,
like,
literally, why do we
I
think
feel like
Xavier
just
is
a
involved?
Random afterthought. Like,
well, I do, too, but, like, okay, if we had to think of a purpose, why do we think Xavier is involved?
So the way Annalise was saying, the way Annalise was talking about how he wants to get approval from his dad, I think that's why.
Yeah,
like, he's just doing it to get
She did. She wronged him
She went in, you know what I'm saying? But also because, I mean, in a sense, not totally, but she has kind of broken up the Castillos, you know, like, with Laurel's mom, and then, you know, you got Christopher, like, he's never really seen his nephew like that. Like, Laurel's not cool with her family at all, and I feel like because she has so many hidden secrets with the K-4, you know, there's no
the
going
K-4?
Back.
Sorry.
I don't know what to call it. You guys told me to call it K-4.
I know. K-4 is better.
Oliver's technically in there now, so.
Yeah. You and Oliver. Okay. He's like the side dude.
Like,
he's
Asher.
You're not
Asher.
Wrong.
He's
we have to remember, to your point, Jamie, we have to remember that this is the second half of this season, right? Mm-hmm. So in the beginning half of the season was the drama with the baby, with Jorge before he went to jail and et cetera, et cetera. So technically, this is still a running theme for this season of the Castillo family. So with Xavier popping in, though it seemed random to us, it was just because the Castillo family, we haven't had much of anything from them for this second half of the season.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that they're trying to tie it together. I really just want to know the bigger plot. Like, why are you actually involved? Why is this actually the case?
Weren't they also involved in Wes's death somehow, too?
Well, they killed Wes.
Yeah, right, thank you. So I'm just thinking, you know, especially with, like, Christopher, the baby, like, it's all going to come full circle, and perhaps they did have something to do with Laurel's absence towards the end.
I think Laurel left. I don't mean that as a prediction. I literally think Laurel left, because just with the interaction with the K4 earlier in the episode, when she's telling them, or no, she's not telling them, Michaela approaches her about the immunity deal that she didn't get, but whatever.
That was the best moment.
I love that moment, because I was like, this is the first time. Obviously, they've had the arguments, they've gone against one another or whatever, but not in that sort of way, like Laurel did. And it was the first time that you've ever heard someone say that they even thought about doing something that could potentially go against them, because she's like, I have Christopher, I have to think about this. But also, I think Laurel's full on crazy, y'all. And I think she killed her mom.
Okay,
I think she sent, not that it matters, but I think Laurel sent the scalp to herself.
Yeah, I think, like, I thought we all knew that she killed her mom a while ago.
No, we had speculation, but yeah. I don't think
she killed her mom.
What?
Also, with you saying that, I will say, as I was thinking it, like, during the episode, I was like, why am I thinking this? Just because people have said that she's, you know, a little off, or she takes medication, whatever. Like,
the whole family.
It was speculated in the past, and Laurel's dad did do a really great job of trying to convince us anyway that Laurel could have some sort of
involvement,
or have some sort of violent side tendencies to her.
That I agree, but I don't think she killed her mom.
If she did, Laurel, you have some nerve, because she went in on Bonnie for having blood around her son. And then also, when she had mentioned to the KA4 about, you know, I could have used Christopher's coat because it had blood on it. But if you remember, before she went to go see Agent Telesco, didn't she grab the coat? So I'm wondering if she's using that as, like, blackmail, like, just in case you guys forgot, I have this coat, so don't try me.
And I think the blanket?
His coat had Miller's blood on it.
Oh, okay.
You know, and so that could be, like, some slight blackmail. And
but she burned it.
After the fact, though. So she did grab it to go tell them, and she didn't say that part. She said, I could have used this, but she forgot to mention, I did pick this up and I was going to take it, but Bonnie stopped her to apologize at that time. But before all of that, with Laurel, like, with you thinking that she ran away and et cetera, I think that she does have a violent past, that when Annalise was calling out her brother about how Laurel is really the dad's favorite because she has more of a mind like her dad, that started to resonate with her, and I think she did play a role in her family that was high level like that, which forced her brother to step up. So she might have planned her escape with the baby. She might have already told them that she was coming, whatever the case may be. But I do think that she is in deeper, because she has a lot of secrets and she's misled us before. Mm-hmm. So I think that Laurel is in way deeper than we think.
I just don't like it, because I don't like the thought of it becoming the Laurel show. But everyone in chat also agrees. And y'all are saying some of the funniest stuff right now. Robbie M says Laurel straight ghosted.
Definition of ghost.
Says Laurel is all the way crazy. Definitely. Desario, you can tell she's becoming unglued. LOL. And you really can. She just looks a little like...
She has crazy eyes.
Yeah,
I'm gonna call her loose screws. She has a loose screw up there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think they all do.
Yeah. But also, before we go into the next topic, you guys, we're at the finale. Thank you so much for joining us. You guys are literally the best fans. You guys are so opinionated, and we love it. But yeah, of course, join us when we come back in the fall. But of course, if you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe. We love that you guys join us in for the conversation. So of course, subscribe. Like this video if you haven't already. Give it that thumbs up if you're listening on Spotify or iTunes. Thank you so much. We love you. And make sure you give us five stars, because the other four don't work. That's what I meant to say. Charge to my hand, not my heart. Leave that comment. Keep the conversation going. AfterBuzz has literally helped all of us in so many different ways, and we appreciate you guys, of course, for fueling that fire. So thank you again, and we'll see you in the next season.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we will.
Killing it.
Make sure you thumbs up. And if you're not in the chat right now, if you're watching this at a later time, please go ahead and comment because we're all really active.
Draw some nice comments.
Oh my goodness. We read all the comments, literally.
I just need something to keep me through until the show comes back. So please just leave a comment every day. I promise I'll respond.
Y'all are too much. Black Magic, she chops sardine up. Scouts are like an Apache.
Oh my goodness.
And then Dreads, Madam CJ, the police. I'm sorry, y'all. We're going a little crazy over here. I want to talk about Frank just being Frank. He's like the Miley version of the season.
Jamie,
one thing we can all agree on is this is a very attractive cast.
Yeah,
no,
Jamie,
male and female.
No, what we can agree on is that during this break between seasons, baby girl. She thinks that every single person is fine. It's ABC's fault.
They do this on purpose.
They do. This is a fire cast. But Frank is doing his Frank thing, and honestly, I likes it. It's sad that, like, when we're watching the episode and Frank is literally, he's got a cord wrapped around this poor guard's neck. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, I'm glad.
I love that, though, because this, for at least this second half of the season, for this midseason, you know, he was honestly, like, a little too nice, which we liked, too. It was a nice side to see of him.
Sure.
But when I saw that cord come up, I was like, yes, Frank, that's what I want to see, and that's what I love. I was here for it.
I was, too. We looked at each other, and we were like, yes.
Yeah. I'm glad the old Frank's back because the new one's like kind of boring.
Yeah.
He was sweet though, but we definitely need the fire.
Yeah.
Like, we have enough sweet on the show. We need somebody who gets it done and sometimes gets it done in a bad way. But I like when Annalise said to him, she's like, I thought we were like being the good Frank. And he's like, sometimes it's just better for everyone if Frank
is
Frank.
He was over it.
And I'm like, you're right.
Because he got answers. Truthfully, Frank got the answers that he needed so that Annalise and he can get in front of the whole guard situation so that they can trick Bonnie into Nate into thinking that Miller was actually guilty when we found out he was innocent. Because if the kids find out, then all hell's going to break loose and it's going to be another K5, K4 situation of the house when they tried to confront Laurel.
Well, I thought they were just telling or just making the guard fake it and saying that Miller was guilty because of Bonnie. Why do you think because of the kids?
Yeah, they were.
Well, but no, why do you think Bonnie's so annoying? Bonnie is the kid.
Oh, wait, she's the kid. I thought you meant like the rest of them.
Oh, no. Because Laurel knows. I mean, Laurel's gone, but Laurel knows that Miller was innocent. And obviously, if she knows, then she's going to tell the other K4, K5 members.
Yeah.
But it was more so the kids are Nate and Bonnie.
Got it.
But like Miller was quote innocent, but he still had some involvement. I feel like that's what they were hiding from Bonnie to kind of keep her from going off the deep end, which I thought was kind of whack. Like, just be honest with her about Miller and his involvement and how he knew Xavier. Like, spill it all. Like,
I disagree with that.
Bonnie, get it together. She's an adult. No, it's like at this point, like,
but like she's been through so much. Don't you want to just like keep her from? She could be already at that breaking point, and that could be the one thing.
Bye, Bonnie. She wanted to throw it all away already.
It's not even just her though. It's Nate also, because if he finds out that he actually killed an innocent man after going so hard,
deuces. That was him. They chose that.
How dare you speak about my Nate like that?
I know how much you love Nate, and Nate, he's like cool too. But it's just like. And I know one of the commenters said this from the last video, but it's like, Nate, this was also your fault, too. Well, Bonnie's been through enough already. Honestly, like, do you, boo.
This is the thing. I agree with it, and then I don't agree with it. Because, ultimately, one thing we've always learned on this show is that the truth prevails. But, the truth prevails between the people involved in the murders. Like, the people investigating it never seem to find out. So that's what has me wondering, like, is it worse for Bonnie to just know now when she's already kind of, you know, in the thick of it? Or is it worse for her to, like, get better and then find out? I don't know, but maybe she never will. But I do think I actually think it's better for Nate not to know.
What are you making that face for, Elena?
Because I actually think Nate would have truly gone off the deep end. The moment with Annalise and Nate when he's actually in prison, which we'll talk about how he got there, was good for me because when he's like, why aren't you helping me? And she's like, well, you're going a little crazy.
Has to make some decisions. Plus, I don't know, maybe call me childish. I wanted them to like kiss through the bars.
Me too!
I was like, are they gonna do anything?
No, I can't be grabbing you. No, first of all, that's not gonna happen because did y'all peep how when Annalise found out that Nate was in jail from Bonnie, like when she was with Emmett and the FBI, yeah. and they were like, oh, you have another emergency? She was like, nah, family crap. She said family crap. Like, that did something to me. Did y'all miss that?
I missed that.
I missed that, too.
When she found out Nate was in jail, she was like, no, I gotta go deal with some family crap.
I know that you guys watching
caught
that.
Okay, but how did they mess together? Now he's family? That's weird.
She called him a kid.
But, like, no, y'all literally did the do. Like that. And that's your brother now?
She told her. You know, that's how the females are.
That's so weird.
Oh, no, I don't mean, like, the brother. I think she meant it, like...
Husband?
Yeah.
No, stop.
Maybe. You can't say that y'all don't... Her mom being on this show 2 episodes ago didn't give you those feelings back automatically.
It did.
Obviously, I don't want to go back because I wasn't here, but, you know, I'm kind of really sad that I wasn't here for that.
You're bad.
But it makes
me... You were
me,
hand spirit.
It made me get those feelings back already.
Here's what I want to just say quickly about Bonnie. I still like Bonnie. I know a lot of our fans like Bonnie as well. You need that, like, Bonnie lover over here. So I will say, Bonnie, if she is going to, like, be a prominent character next season, I need her to go off the deep end on somebody.
What
make
do you
a
mean?
Hit on somebody, kill somebody. Oh. You already did Miller, which that was kind of whack, but I need her to, like, either kill Nate or Laurel or just somebody. I need her to do something, like,
why?
Somebody.
What do you
Michaela.
Mean?
She has that look in her eyes, and I just need to see
She's
that, like, darkness.
She's going to go crazy. She's going
to
go crazy.
And just to compare it, like, I forget, remember to another show, Walking Dead, and how Carol was, like, this timid, sweet character. Then
Carol,
she came,
yes.
And then she became, like, this monster. Girl, it's good for, like, the first couple seasons. But yeah.
I'm on the after show.
Oh.
Oops.
It's still good. Oh, my God. It's actually so good right now. But
anyway. I have to catch up. But sorry. I want her to just, like, she needs to just give me that aggression, Bonnie. Kill somebody.
Okay, wait. I want to say this before we move on to Gabriel and Agent Telesco.
Yeah.
So when I had grabbed my head and I had, like, this aha moment, it's because Laurel had that scene in the house when she was making Oliver and Connor, like, the guardians of Christopher. I was going to say Baby West. I need to grow up. Of Christopher. And... It just dawned on me that she had that whole scene because we thought she might die or because her brother was back in the picture, blah, 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 not realizing that her and West and Christopher went missing. Like, that just makes me believe more. Her and baby Christopher went missing the same time that she was trying to plan for them to be her guardian. So she knew it was going to happen.
That's why I say I think she just left.
She was planning something. She knew something was going to come of it. And
what?
That
why
was
would
the
she
foreshadow.
Ask for them to be... Christopher's guardian if she was going
to
leave.
To, like, cover her tracks.
Let me eat my words right here. Because why would the video be playing on a loop? Because the guys had the baby monitor downstairs. So if
so
Laurel just took
it.
Him... She has that kind of tech. Well, she's a.
She knows.
She's a Castile. That's how. What's her face?
Castile.
Okay.
But yeah, no. Like, who else would have... Who else would have done that to the baby monitor? Like, when, though?
He poisoned Emmett. Okay, wait, look. So, I don't like the finale because we run out of time and you don't have nothing
to
do. Nothing. But here's the thing. Laurel, I don't know. Wherever you at, just come out because we got questions.
Yes. We also have questions for Gabe, though. Actually, no. Do we still have questions for Gabe?
Yes.
I want to know from each and every one of you, do you still have questions for Gabe or do you think he's being honest?
He's not.
He made up the damn story about the drug. That... threw me for a loop. The stepdaddy and Annalise thought that was a real story, but he plotted it.
Why do you think he did that?
Because he's dumb.
Think he's dumb. Why do you think?
I think he has a certain naivety and selfishness about him because he keeps manipulating the K4 to find out about his dad. Honey, let it go. Like, they told you enough. You have Wikipedia and Google. You have Annalise. And the fact that you lied about your mom, like, now I don't know what to believe about you. Now you're still fine, but it's like that kind of turned me off. And that's why I'm on to Xavier now.
And the whole, no, but.
I have a change of heart for Gabriel. I feel like he just doesn't trust them to tell them the whole truth.
Sure.
But he brought them in on Agent Telesco visiting him. He brought Michaela in on it.
You got to give him a little.
Here's why it turned me off a little bit about Gabriel, because literally we've been trying to figure out who he was this entire season.
But we know now.
We don't really know about him, and we don't really know about his family. And it's like all these flashbacks. I'm just kind of like, not that it was a waste of a storyline, but it was kind of hyped up, and I'm kind of upset. It was kind of a downfall. I was kind of over it.
Are we all in agreement that we think Gabriel is here to find out why his dad died?
Yes.
Thank you.
maybe. No. Baby girl. I'm not there yet.
You're not there yet. I think he could still have ulterior motives.
I think that he does.
What do you think those motives are, though?
I don't know yet. I'm still trying to figure it out. I have questions because even with this whole mommy scene, what did Agent Telesco call his mom and tell his mom?
Probably like about the drug thing.
Right. I mean, she threatened him to do it.
So. I think that that's a cover up. I think that Gabriel is connected to way more than we think, and he has been playing all of us. He doesn't trust anybody, including the fans watching at home, obviously, because he won't let us in on his life.
But also, side note, I think Telesco is like super salty that they got her fired. That's why she
Yeah, of course she is.
She ain't salty. She not worried.
What do you mean? She called after she got fired.
She threatened to do it. Never back down. Never make a threat that you can't follow through with, right?
She's going to be sneaky, and I feel like she'll probably maybe start being sneaky on her end just to win and get her something back. I don't know.
I also knew that with the whole scene with Agent Telesco and Gabriel, that Michaela being in on it would eventually sleep with him.
Well, she clearly likes him.
Yeah, not surprising. But I do love how he did give her some truth so that she can go back and call out Laurel. And I love how the K4, K5 just was all in... They were on one accord. Like, because Asher tried to come up with a plan to help Gabriel, and Laurel was the only one against it. And even when it came down to kind of deciding what they're going to do, they tried to vote on that. So I love the camaraderie that's happening, even between Annalise and Tegan. We've been talking about it for the second half of the season, but them working together with Emmett, even though Tegan may or may not be guilty.
Of what, though?
We don't know if she set Emmett up.
Something's up.
We still don't know. We thought she might have died this episode when she went away to the restroom or whatever she was going. I thought that might have been the opportunity, but it didn't happen. So I think there's still a lot of questions that need to be answered.
I think, speaking of Tegan, why do we think that... I think she's involved. I keep saying, like, that's literally the thought I have about everyone, is why are they doing the things that they're doing? So we know that now people know, because Tegan admitted it, that she is the Jane Doe. Yeah. I did not expect her to come through like that for Crawford when Annalise asked her to, because Annalise couldn't, because, you know, they found out all the information about her. So she asked Tegan to. Tegan does. And she straight up admits to the investigators and to Crawford that she's the Jane Doe, and that she has this information that proves that records can be doctored and whatever. That, I literally was saying, I was doing like the what do you call it? Like the slit throw that you can't do in football.
That she's gonna die.
Yeah. That I was like, oh, she's dead. Right there. You're dead. Because, and then when they like panned up to the roof, the camera did, I was like, oh, someone's up there with like sniper gun.
I still don't know if I think that Laurel's mom is dead.
I think she was dead a long time ago. Laurel killed her. And
they always
come
back, though. You know what I mean?
Speaking of parents, Michaela's Dwight daddy.
Dwight.
That Annalise apparently knows. I thought that they would at least show us a picture for the finale before we had to think about it for the rest of our lives. For the rest of the few months. I thought they would have at least gave us a picture so we can see if we recognize him or something.
Yeah.
But all we know is Dwight, and Annalise knew him.
I mean,
that
maybe
name sounded so
he shot somebody.
Too.
Did he? Oh, his her mama.
Mm-hmm.
Drama.
This is the thing. Maybe
mama drama.
Maybe everyone's gonna kill me for saying this, but I'm like, I could have had loved the episode without knowing that. Like, to me,
I feel you.
It could have waited for next season. Like, I didn't need that random little snippet. And they made it such like a dun 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 thing. When they walked into the room, I'm like, oh my god, what are they about to find
out? Oliver made it very dramatic. But our fans are very knowledgeable. So if you're watching right now, go ahead and leave in the chat room if you remember who Dwight is, if you have an idea who he may be, because I just
that
need
name
that.
Sounded
they
so
don't
familiar.
Know Olivia McKinnis,
also,
who is Dwight,
know
mystery.
Dwight.
But my I don't know Dwight. No, but my
the
question
office?
Is, so yeah. I feel like Annalise is tied to everybody in the Kingdom 5 through something.
Oh, for sure. Because remember when Frank was even talking to Connor, like, in the last mid-season part of the fall, and he was like, yeah, we did backgrounds on everybody. She knew Wes, and we found that out later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now we know that she knows Michaela's dad, which I'm with you, April. Maybe I didn't need to know that because it kind of makes me mad. It's like a love-hate thing that I have with How to Get Away with Murder. They have all these flashbacks and all of these stories that you kind of get jumbled, and I'm like, but what about Bonnie's sister? What about her son? Like, all these things that we were supposed to, that were these big, you know, deals, and now we're still clueless. this.
Only with the flashback with Miller, which I almost thought that Miller set up the whole story about Bonnie and her sister and her son, but that wasn't the case.
Someone said Dwight Howard.
Maybe Dwight Howard too. Also, I wasn't hating the moment when Trey. Gabe kissed Michaela, by the way.
Yeah, I didn't hate it either.
Also, this is important to note. Fina Giuliana. But Agent Tabasco, you know that it's not Tabasco.
Tabasco
told Gabriel that Annalise killed Sam. That's even more ammo. So that's ammo for him to do something else. But that's also a bold statement.
But
for
he didn't budge about it. He was like, "Why would she do that?" Like, I don't know about Gabriel.
But also, why would he make up something about his mom?
Because you can't trust him. That's
no, but like literally, why would he make up something about his mom?
Especially if like Annalise could still find the mom. Like they've come across paths at least one time in their life.
That's true. Okay, before we get into Keating's Best and News and Gossip, final scene is Crawford on the ground. He's essentially, drink is right here, clutching his heart, whatever. Poison. I feel like we're like mixed poison. Half and half with you if he's poisoned or if he's...
I think Jamie, you need to speak. Go.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, I would say at first I thought he's having a panic/heart attack, but then I talked to, of course, my lovely panelists, and I do also agree that he was probably poisoned because Tegan was like, "I'm a gin girl." Huh? You can't at least take like one shot and a chaser. And then also, when she called Annalise, why are you calling Annalise if you know your boss who you just talked to was saying that, you know, like, Crawford's on TV, on live TV, and the governor just like spilled all the beans. Why don't you run up there while you're on the phone and say, "Hey, you all right? Like, you're on the news, bro." But she didn't do that. So I'm like, Tegan, which I told you guys, I told you guys, I think Tegan, she might have a little jealousy or she's trying to like have one up on the K5. I don't know. And also, remember how, I'm trying to get through this. Remember how Crawford was like, "You want my position, I'm about to move forward." I don't know, but maybe she's like, "Let's just get rid of you now, bro."
I needed you to say that. He was poisoned.
Yeah, because Peter said it on Twitter.
Oh, you're reading that?
Yeah.
Oh. Man, I saw your thunder like that. I'm sorry.
So I definitely think that he was poisoned. And I didn't until Jamie said it that Tegan might have something to do with it because she strategically left, then went downstairs and tried to have an alibi with Annalise. Like, it was just, she's a gin kind of girl. All of it just started adding up. And I was just like, okay, Tegan, what's your role here, really? Before that, I really thought Xavier came in and killed him just because of the plan B between the governor and Xavier. Because the governor went out and publicly said that Xavier was responsible for killing Emmett was responsible for killing Nate Sr. So I felt like they also wanted to kill him for that. So anyway, that's just that.
Very quick, you have this exact same thought as me, Black Magic 99, but what motive does she have to Black kill Magic. Crawford? He was just about to give her head of the company, which I don't think is enough motive. I think there's got to be something else, but I don't also hate it. Let's do news and gossip really quick.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get into it. Okay, you guys, so we like to keep up with all the cast members. So first we'll start with Rome Flynn. You guys know that he was in the studio with us a couple episodes ago. He has his movie, Tyler Perry's last Madea film. So any of you Madea fans, even if you're not a Madea fan and you just want to try one out, go for it. It hits theaters tomorrow. It is called a Madea Family Funeral.
I want to see that.
Would you guys go to theaters to go see it?
Absolutely.
Would you pay 100%. For my ticket? It'd be your own panelist. Okay. Next door is our very own Viola Davis. I love her name. So she is going to be in the Suicide Squad sequel. Okay. So if you guys have seen Suicide Squad 1, Suicide Squad 2 is coming out in 2021. So you're probably like, why are you talking about this now? It just came out today. So I was like, let's just go for it. I know. 2 years, guys. So hold it on. But she's going to be doing her role again. And it says, it seems that one cast member is returning. That is Viola Davis, and she will be taking over her role again, so you can go through that. Who is excited to go see that?
Same.
I actually love her.
They need to stop doing sequels on movies. That's just like...
It depends. Some sequels are good, like Rush Hour 2, At Me. I'm sorry, it's a great sequel. But, I mean, I wish the best, but for those of you that are Suicide Squad fans, Will Smith is not coming back.
All right, let's do Keating's Best.
Yeah.
Cool. So, Keating's Best, we basically choose our MVP... of tonight's episode. So, who do you think?
The quick answer, hands down, Frank. Because he got the info that we needed.
Frank! Shoot.
Michaela.
I could see that.
I say Frank too, but I want
to
hear
Michaela, because she got the information from Gabe and she brought it to the group and she really just tried to be there for everyone. I just honestly, it's too many. I can't choose tonight, guys. I can't.
And she put that bass in her voice when she was like, Laura Castillo. I was like,
she was ready to fight. So
I liked it. So I see. She's
I'm
like,
never team Michaela, so tonight I will Frank, be.
She gets a B minus.
Frank or Asher.
Y'all, there are so many different places where this season can go next season. All I know is that we are all excited.
He did.
For season 6.
We are.
I know. In the meantime, y'all can find us all at AfterBuzz TV. Keep up with us throughout the season. We're all on other shows, so we'd love to hear from y'all. You can find me everywhere at April Wissenhand.
Bye, guys. You can follow me on all social platforms at @Hey_It'sLay.
Hey, guys. Jamie Gray. You can find me on Twitter at @It'sJamieGray or on Instagram at Jamie Gray.
Later, guys. CJ Walker here. You can find me everywhere at ICJ Walker, even on YouTube, because I'm a YouTuber.
Wow. Bye. See you next season.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.